This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Daily Digest with me, T. Xiao Yik and Juliet Jacobs. This hour, we are keeping you company. As we all know, this is the first day of the movement control order that's been imposed to make sure that, well, to sort of try to control the transmission of COVID-19. So we hope that all of you are sitting tight at home and just taking it easy. But we'll be keeping you company with two stories, starting with looking at the impact of the COVID-19 outbreak on the arts. So a lot of cultural activities in Malaysia, almost all actually, have come to a halt. And how is this impacting the people who work in the arts and culture sector? So now there's an artist-led initiative to keep track of cancelled cultural events, which hopes to shed some light on this and to figure out a way to support local cultural workers.
And in our second story, I think we all saw it, from people emptying aisles into trolleys to flocking to police stations and bus terminals. The movement control order, which was supposed to ease panic, ended up causing more disruption yesterday. So how did that happen? So we're going to explore the effects of communication, or the lack thereof, on people's behaviour.
Yep. And what do we have going on social media?
Yeah, so over on Twitter, we're asking you, what do you think of the way the authorities have been communicating or disseminating information to the public regarding the movement control order? Your options are well handled, or average, or finally poor. So join in that conversation. You can tweet us at BFM Radio, and you can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. Tell us how you felt. Were you more confused after everything? Was it very clear what needs to be done?
So. Yeah, and information is still coming through, actually.
That's right.
Drips and drabs. So. But first, we are looking at the arts community in Malaysia. If you had been planning to catch a play or to go to a concert or even drop in on an art exhibition over the last few weeks or so, you might have realised that one by one, most of these events were either being postponed indefinitely or outright cancelled. This is, of course, due to precautions being taken due to the COVID-19 outbreak. And now, with the movement control order in effect, all public gatherings and events are prohibited till the end of the month anyway.
Yeah, and it's necessary and unavoidable at this point, of course.
Of course, yeah.
But, you know, but it is causing a real impact on the people who work within the arts and culture sectors, actors, dancers and musicians, as well as a whole host of people behind the scenes who make their living off these events. Mm. And do bear in mind, you know, for most people working in the cultural sector, it already isn't a steady monthly income.
Yeah.
You get paid for the work that you do. So when there are no shows or performances, you basically don't get paid at all.
And it's not just about performances and shows. With travel and gatherings being restricted, things like training programs, residencies, invitations to perform abroad, and collaborative projects have all come to a halt as well. So it's not just a short-term impact, but potentially a long-term one as well.
Yeah, and here's a snapshot of the scale of the cancellations. Based on a report in The Star yesterday, the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre will be closing for the first time since it opened in 2005. Five of their events have been postponed and two have been cancelled. The Damansara Performing Arts Centre is closing till the end of April and have cancelled or postponed about 5 shows. Mm-hmm. And they estimate that they will lose about 2,000 audience members. Mm. Istana Budaya is postponing 6 shows in March and April and estimates a loss of about 20,000 visitors. Mm. And those are just some of the bigger names. And there are, of course, countless indie arts makers whose programs have been affected very, very badly.
Yep. And arts festivals have been called off as well. The annual Georgetown Festival, which was scheduled to happen in July, has been cancelled this year. And the La French Festival, scheduled for this month, has been cancelled as well.
Yeah. So in light of this, a group of local artists have decided to try and work out a way to cope and to shed light on the impact of COVID-19 on the local cultural sector. A group of artists have come together to compile information on all of the cancelled shows, events and initiatives linked to the outbreak. So it started off with a list of cancelled shows, but has since grown to include resources or ideas for help as well, and has also become a way for cultural workers to both support each other and highlight the actual impact on their livelihoods. And if you're curious, at the moment, the list has more than 100 cancelled or postponed cultural initiatives, and it is growing.
Yeah, so to get more insight into this initiative, I got in touch with one of the people behind the idea, artist Okwi Lala. And I started off by asking her how the idea for this initiative came about.
So it was initiated after some conversation with friends about how challenging it will be for us in the arts and culture industry, as a lot of big festival shows and talks has been cancelled. Mm-hmm. So, for example, Georgetown Festival in Penang has already been cancelled, and it's one of the largest art event in Malaysia. And also, we saw a lot of theatres show that also have been cancelled even before Monday when the Prime Minister announced that it's restriction of movement.
Mm.
So we were inspired by other initiatives around the world, from Philippines especially. Saw that friends share a Google Sheet around to map out the economy loss of the artist, cultural worker and freelancer. Then we thought of, maybe we can share a Google Sheet around and see how others are doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And
Okay. And who are the people involved in starting it?
Few friends, Jenny, Gaiching, we are all artists and culture worker.
Mm-hmm.
And then we share with other friends. So it happened quite fast. It was several people involved. Then we share with our fellow friends around.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got more people involved when we sent to Reform Art Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Reform Art Sea is a loose collision of around 80 people of art company, art practitioners. So I'm also a member of Reform Art Sea. And then they send it out in their email. And then to date, we already have around 90 lists about the cancer event.
99 by the looks of it.
99 already.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, so very close to 100 already, in fact. Was it easy to get people to jump in on this and start, contributing to this list?
It was much more easier than we thought because we just started on Monday, 12, around noon.
Mm.
And yesterday, it already hit 60 to 70 already.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think one thing about this Google Sheet is an open link. So people just share around and they add in the cancer event.
And so now that you have this list and it's probably going to grow some more, what do you want to do with it, right? I mean, are there plans to use this information in order to help the artists and the cultural workers?
So the initial idea, we were actually thinking to just map out and get to know what's happening around mm-hmm. Malaysia. How many cancer events are there?
Mm-hmm.
And then now it has built on until 90. Events have been cancelled. And also we were thinking about how sharing resources, sharing platforms, online resources available. And after that, few of our members also sent this list to JKKN so to let them know what was the to demonstrate the impact that it had on our community.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully from the JKKN, they can look into this list because it's not only happening short-termly, this impact, it will also happen in this 1 year time as some of the opportunity loss, for example, shows or even symposium or event or residency need to be cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
So we were also hoping that this list might able to reach out further. Maybe for the states to look into the impact they have caused on the community.
Mm,
yeah.
Okay.
And also among the artist community, perhaps is able to kickstart some ideas on how are we able to self-organize ourselves. Because it's the Google link, basically everyone can edit. There are four tabs initially on the Google link there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cancer show event. And also online events, meaning that people can list down what is the future online event and that will be happen. For example, there are a Zoom meeting online from the theater makers. And then also we have overseas reference and useful platform. And yesterday we add in a tab, resources. So that people maybe they can brainstorm or list out what potential resources that could help fellow artist community.
Mm. Are there actually any other, I mean, you've said that, you want to try and reach out to JKKN. Are there any support systems in place at all for local arts makers to help them in a time like this?
Not that we have known about, but we got to know that JKKN also contacted some of us to ask on the effect of the COVID on the industry, so we pointed them to the list. They contacted they contacted us around I think on Monday.
Can you help to paint a picture for us to better understand what exactly art makers are going through, you know, as we have can see on this on the list about 99, almost 100 cultural events already cancelled. What is the impact on the arts makers? What are their concerns? What are the difficulties that they're going through?
Mostly the one listed here is under performing arts and dance. There's a one tab there stating like the detailed financial loss there. Although most of the people didn't state out how much was the financial loss, but if we could just imagine that one production is around 10,000, you multiply that amount 10,000 to the 100 participants, you can imagine the financial loss in the whole industry. But it's actually more than 10,000 because in one show you will involve lighting designer, sound designer, and the cast and crew. So it's not only one person that is involved in the show, it's basically a whole team that might be around 20 to 30 people. And aside from that, I'm from a visual art background. For me, the losses, it's hard to clearly state it right now. It's more on the opportunity loss as well, because some of the project we need to go to do field work, go to do interview. So due to COVID right now, we can't really go out and do our field work or interaction with the community. So that is also opportunity loss and also residency.
And apart from this immediate financial loss, and then you look at opportunity loss, how difficult is it going to be for you to, you know, sort of get back on track later on, whenever that might be?
Oh, this is a tough question. We actually, don't know how long this situation will be. I believe when I look at the regional friends, for example, from the map from the Philippine one, they actually map out the projected income from March to June. So a lot of freelancers are involved in the art and culture industry scene. So if projects are cancelled June or July, meaning that we won't have this freelancer or artist and culture worker, we won't have income for this long. So I really think that the impact will be big, because no income means it, like, you will find ways to earn income and you need to restart again, and you restart usually take more times.
What can be done to help in this situation? And you've said you want to reach out to JKKN. What could the government do?
Perhaps because from the cancelled event, for example, Georgetown Festival is cancelled this year. Perhaps they could look into taking the cancelled event, the funds for the art festival. It could be a relief fund for their for certain the collaborators they have been working on, because the Georgetown Festival happened in July, so perhaps you can use that funds for the festival as a relief fund, or perhaps the festival or events that are happening in Malaysia throughout the year or next year, it could be transferred into a relief fund to help the artist community. Another side of it is also because arts and culture also involve tourism and everything, it's closely related. So perhaps private sectors could also come in and help some certain funding on that side as well.
And what about the general public? What can we do
right now? I think everyone should stay at home. General public I believe it's a tricky situation right now, a challenging situation right now everyone is facing, and in regardless in any industry, it's also challenging. So there's also several online platform that aims to help artists, for example, Patreon or other where public are able to donate funds for the artists. So there are also existing funds, existing online platform already. Maybe that could help also.
Okay. Any examples of some of these platforms that we can access?
For example, I'm also very new from it. I saw from the Google Sheet, someone stated there's a platform, individual tipping direct to freelance artists, well, platform like Ko-fi and Patreon. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but yeah, this is a international platform.
Is there anywhere else that the general public can go to find out more about how they can support any communities, Facebook pages, or anything like that?
I think perhaps they could go to this Google Sheet to get a picture of what's going on right now, because this Google Sheet is also very new. Mm. It's only 2 days old. And the Google Sheet is available at the Reform Artsy Facebook page. So they can go there and look at the Google Sheet there. And if they know of any resources of user platform, they could also help to add in.
So that was artist Okwilala, and she was talking about the impact of the COVID-19 outbreak on the local cultural sector, and she also elaborated on an initiative that she and some other artists have started, which is to compile a list of cancelled shows or initiatives on an open source Google Sheet. And just to point out that in the time since I spoke to Okui, that list has already grown to more than 100 cancelled events.
And as Okui said, compiling this list really highlights just how many shows and people are being impacted. And it's good to hear that the JKKN, or the National Department for Culture and Arts, is taking an interest, and let's hope they actually figure out a way to help.
Yeah, and you know, let's not forget that many of these arts makers aren't just giving us their work in exchange for money. Many of them actually do freely share their artwork, music and writings online, and we can't deny that, especially in times like these, they do provide us with some much needed respite. So if you do feel like you want to do something, here are some suggestions. You know, many creatives have online funding pages like Patreon or GoFundMe or Kickstarter, so you could do a search and see there are local arts makers that you would like to contribute to. And also, if you had bought a ticket to a show that's now been cancelled or postponed, you could consider, you know, instead of asking the organizer for a refund, why not just donate that ticket price to the organizer?
Yeah, and if you are a company in the private sector looking for projects to support as a CSR, this would be a great time to channel some funding into the arts. Mm. And we just got a WhatsApp message from Cynthia, who said that if you have been following or consuming a local artist or creative's works online for free, maybe now's the time to pick one of them and reach out and see if you could actually pay for that work in some way. I think that's a great suggestion. And I guess other things is, you know, just simply get in touch with cultural organizations or creatives and ask them how you might be able to help. Just reach out.
That's right. It may be tempting to say, well, you know, who cares about shows and music in these times, but there are real people behind these events and functions and performances, and their livelihoods are being affected as well.
And
and just think about more than 100 events and probably growing. As Okui said, it's just been 2 days since this list was started. I think we are going to see it being populated a lot more. And if you look at it, it gives you an idea of how much work goes into each of these events, and you can see how they break down the financial loss that will be impacted.
Yeah, and isn't it amazing how many events are
there
you know, right here, and we're just not even consuming it. We don't even know about it.
Yes.
But and it's also, of course, really, really sad to think, you know, all these people will probably be without an income quite indefinitely. So I guess, you know, some simple ways I've seen people talking about is, you know, if you've already bought a ticket for something, not to seek a refund, just to allow that to, you know, go back to the artist.
Let them absorb it.
Not only the artist, the crew as well, you know, because it's a whole program. It's a whole operation.
That's right. So, lots of people involved who, like you said, are at a loss right now. And a good place to start would be the Reform Artsy Facebook page, which is at facebook.com/reformartsy, where you can find that list of affected arts events. And we'll also be providing a link to that document in our podcast page, so you can go and look for that when our podcast is up. Go over there, and really, it's quite eye-opening, I think. We will take a break now. Now, from this story, we'll come back after a few messages with our second story later. If you have any more thoughts, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. First, here's Simply Red with Money's Too Tight to Mention, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.